Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Valentine's Day. It's the 14th day of February 2022, a Monday morning, as we look at a dry, stable weather pattern to start the week. High pressure overhead now will be moving off to the east, and that results in the clockwise wind flow around it back to a more southerly wind by, I think, this afternoon, tonight, into tomorrow. All that in advance of a midweek storm system, an upper-level low-pressure storm system, pretty dynamic system, and then a series of cold fronts, which will follow that, I think, sometime late Wednesday into Wednesday night and early Thursday. As all that passes, I think we will have enough time to get moisture back from the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, a rather pronounced warm front forecast across the area from south to north by, I think, late tonight into tomorrow, and that'll bring moisture northward into Texas, and of course set the stage maybe for a few showers and thunderstorms across the area by late Wednesday, more likely Wednesday night in the overnight hours into early on Thursday morning. Once that series of cold fronts pass, it looks like drier and cooler air once again, plenty of sunshine once we get past about mid and late morning on Thursday, on into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. The longer-range guidance would suggest another series of low-pressure storm systems and a series of cold fronts, actually, that'll move across the area by the early part of next week, and about 7 or 8 days out, maybe a better chance of a shower or thunderstorm once again. Over the next 7 days, we've kind of trended back since over the weekend. We've gone for upwards of a quarter to half inch of rain over the next week or so to rainfall generally at or less than a quarter of an inch. So it's come down a little bit across south central Texas for the next 7 days. So that midweek system, I think late Wednesday into Wednesday night and Thursday, may produce a little less rainfall than we initially thought, but I want to watch that over the next day or so and see if that holds. Meanwhile, enjoy your sunshine today. That is my weather series of weather thoughts on this Monday, on this Valentine's Day. I will update my text forecast, which is on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts once again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.